It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to the CDC, one in three adults aged 65 and older falls each year. This can lead to severe injuries, reduce their quality of life, and increased health costs. A low-cost statewide program being used here in Pennsylvania has reduced falls for the elderly. The effectiveness of this program is chronicled in a study authored by Stephen Albert, chairman of the Department of Behavioral and Community Health at the University of Pittsburgh. He joins us now in Studio A. Steve Albert, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
And also joining us for this discussion is Lois Shelton, a nurse for the State Department of Aging who coordinates the Health Steps for Older Adults program statewide. Lois Shelton, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And Steve, let me begin with you. Why are we more prone to fall as we get older?
It's a great question. The first thing to note is we all fall lots of times. So we say one-third of people over age 65 fall each year, but probably people fall that often who are under age 65. The big difference is when you're older, you injure yourself more, you can't get up, and it threatens our sense of mobility more generally. So people in older ages who fall start to not move so often. They become more sedentary. They become deconditioned. They become more socially isolated, even apart from the extra risk of hip fractures and other injuries which require hospitalization. So maybe the big difference to say is if you're older and you fall, you're more likely to end up in the emergency department than younger people.
And Lois, why is that? Why is it that if you fall when you're an older person, 65 or older, and not everybody's the same, but it is certainly it affects people more profoundly who are, you know, past that age 65 mark. But why is that? What happens? What's happening to our bones and our physical structure by this point?
Well, usually osteoporosis is a problem, and it's not just for women. It's ignored many times or not checked in men, thinking because they have a heavier bone structure that they don't need to worry about calcium and vitamin D. So supplements and the lack of intake of milk products as we get older, we tend to grab sodas and iced teas. There's a tendency to eat differently as you get older, maybe because your appetite's different, so you're not eating the foods that would actually give you the supplements of vitamin D and calcium that you need to keep your bones healthy. So you do have a tendency with osteoporosis to fracture more quickly and more easily. Medications can also drain your system of some of the vital nutrients that you need or lead to a side effect that can actually increase your risk for falling, sleepiness, drowsy side effect from a medication.
So this gives a hint that falling is a multifactorial problem. We call it a geriatric syndrome because it has many, many sources, everything from the drugs you take to the foods you eat to changes in the brain, changes in the muscle, changes in the bone, and those are things from within the body. Then, of course, there are things outside the body that matter too, like uneven pavements, ice, stairways,
yes,
and also just not being attentive to high fall risk situations, which we think people can be educated about, and that might help reduce the risk of falls.
Older individuals are encouraged to be active, but doesn't this increase the risk of injury, Lois?
Yes, it does if they're not maintaining some kind of exercise program. If they maintain their strength and balance, usually that increases their ability to be safe when they're being active. What we find is that they need to start with a program that they can feel comfortable with and build their strength and balance. And after about 8 weeks of being in a program, many of our participants find that they can start carrying groceries. They can go through a grocery store by themselves and not have to have a companion or be leaning on a cart or a walker. And so it's been proven by our program, actually, and several other exercise programs that strength and balance is really the key. It's not age as much as it is staying active and exercising to keep yourself strong enough.
And when it comes to assessing the risk for falling and reducing risk for older adults who have already fallen, what is best practice?
Best practice is having your physician do a screening, or you can have that done in the community through our Healthy Steps for Older Adults program. Anybody can learn in an office or at a center to do the risk assessment. There is a toolkit from the CDC that's out there called the STEADI Toolkit, available online, that can be downloaded, and people can be trained in an office setting to do that screening. And that gives people an idea of what the risk for falling is for them, and then from there they can usually get a referral to a program that's appropriate for them.
And then, you know, once all that's assessed, what are the actual things that reduce the risk of falling?
There's a number of things, from footwear. If there, we see a lot of sloppy slippers, so anything from footwear, being aware of what's the best kind of shoes to wear, and staircases and handrails, grab bars in the bathroom, raised toilet seats, not having throw rugs on the floor. Those are mechanical things that can reduce your risk for falling. And then being aware of your medications. They do say that anything over 4 medications increases your risk for falling, so you should have a review of your medications by a pharmacist or your physician. And then, of course, staying active, just making yourself get to an exercise program in addition to any activity that you can do around the house, from cleaning to gardening or other activities that you enjoy doing, dancing.
It's the Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about a new program that has significantly reduced falls among the elderly and could be a model for the rest of the nation. If you have a comment or question for our guests, Lois Shelton, a nurse for the State Department of Aging, who coordinates the Health Steps for Older Adults program statewide, and Steve Albert of the University of Pittsburgh. He's chairman of the Department of Behavioral and Community Health at Pitt. If you have questions for either of them, would like to join the conversation, our number is 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. The email address, esspgh@wesa.fm. And on Twitter at esspgh, you can follow the conversation at #EPLive. So how did you develop this program, Lois? You took all of these things, these practical pieces of advice and steps to follow. Then how did you put it into a program that has now become this model for others nationwide?
Well, back in 2005, the Department of Aging actually was a few steps ahead of the rest of the initiative that is going on right now. They communicated with several universities looking for one that was outstanding and moving forward with falls prevention, and UC Berkeley in California was in the forefront of a Falls Initiative program. So they teamed up and partnered with them. For a year, they developed the program in collaboration with UC Berkeley. In 2006, they piloted the program among 3 counties, and in 2007 expanded to 15 pilot counties, and they saw the program was making a difference, and it was well-liked. And in 2008, it was a full state rollout, and it's been active ever since, running now over 30,000 participants since the inception of the program.
And have you been able to track how the Healthy Steps program is reducing falls?
Yes, we have, actually, through the study that was done for 2 years by the University of Pittsburgh with Dr. Stephen Albert.
And is it an expensive program?
No, not at all. The state is sponsoring the equipment needed for the program. And the equipment is very minimal. It's a screening test, and we supply those to the centers that are running it in our AAA network. We have some outside organizations now looking for the program to be trained in it because it has proven to reduce the risk of falling. So we are expanding it beyond our AAA network. And the books that come with it are being supplied right now to our agencies on aging. For free from the Pennsylvania Department of Aging.
412-246-2002, if you would like to join the conversation, talk about the Healthy Steps for Older Adults program statewide. What questions do you have? What concerns do you have if you are 65 or older? What can we learn from your experiences? And if you have a family member who has had a problem with this particular issue, what questions do you have and what advice might you be able to share with us? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Steve Albert, you did this 2-year study of people who did and did not take the program. What did you find out?
Well, it was a very interesting study. We followed nearly 2,000 people in 19 different counties in Pennsylvania. About 800 had taken healthy steps for older adults, and about 1,000 were a comparison group recruited from the same sites at the same time. And then people got a monthly phone call to assess whether they had fallen or not. And we had to rely on an automated call, and people were able to answer the questions just by pushing buttons on their phone. And we found about a 17% reduction in the rate of falls comparing these two groups. So it was not exactly a randomized trial. We didn't have that ability. But the two groups were equal in all the features that might matter for falls risk. And they came from the same place at the same time and graciously permitted us to call them for 10 months, month after month, with an automated call. And when they got sick of the automated call, with a personal call, and we were able to track how many months people reported a fall. So that was the big difference. And it was very interesting. You know, Healthy Steps establishes who's at high risk of falls based on very simple performance tests. Can you get up from a chair, walk 10 steps, turn around, and walk back in under 12 seconds, something like that? And people who can't do that are flagged. And the staff of the program tells them, you know, you're at a high risk of falls. It'd be a good idea to go see your doctor. It'd be a good idea to have a home safety check. And then sit down with everybody, those who are at high risk and those who are not, and tell them about falls and exercises they might adopt. And so it was a very light intervention, but over enough people, identifying that group at the highest risk of falls seems to have made a big difference. And not only that, it suggests that we can deliver prevention programs like this using the aging services infrastructure that Lois and her team and Denise Sassar and others have put together. So I think it's a very strong approach to prevention at the level of the whole population. And this differs from the usual falls prevention. Most of the time, we look at people who have already fallen. We bring them into a clinic. We check their vision. We check their reflexes. We check their meds. We check their bone density. We can't simply do that for the whole population. And there's a lot of people with a little bit of risk out there who could change their behaviors if they're alerted to their fall risk, and that could prevent a lot of falls as well.
Is there any way to know without being screened for it?
Well, you know, the screening is not so difficult, and people actually are pretty accurate about their own balance. You talk to people, if they say their balance is fair or poor, they really are at a higher likelihood of falling. And one of the things we think in public health and aging is to keeping people mobile and out of the hospital is probably the key thing we can do in old age.
Lois, you look like you want to chime in.
Yes. There's with the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, there is coverage now for physicians. There is an initial physical assessment that can be done under Medicare, and that is done in the first year that somebody signs on to the Medicare plan. So when they are initiated into Medicare, they can go to the physician within the first 12 months and get this done, and the physician is reimbursed for that. After that, if that first visit is missed in the first 12 months, they can do what's called now an annual wellness visit. These are not a physical checkup like you would do any other time. These are actually preventative medicine screenings, and in that, the screening, the fall risk would be assessed during that, and any kind of referrals would be made. And person would there has to be a plan of care by the physician given to the participant, actually in their hand, a written plan of care and all referrals, so that they get the kind of care they need to stay independent.
So you're saying that with the Affordable Care Act, people can be more proactive?
Yes, they can.
What was the situation before?
Before, physicians would – we have a number of physicians, a good percentage, that do not even realize about the screening or the availability of being covered in their office. If they take the time to do the screening or take the time to do a wellness visit, so it wasn't being done, or if it was done, the physicians weren't documenting it. So there has been issues of people not documenting it in charts, or even our participants people out in the community not reporting it if they did fall at home. Nobody was really too concerned, or it was being hidden if it was the client themselves. So now, in order to remain independent in the community, which is what everybody's wish is, it's very good to have a screening, know where your risk is, and ask for the referral to services that can keep you independent.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA, and we're talking with Lois Shelton, a nurse for the State Department of Aging who coordinates the Healthy Steps for Older Adults program statewide. Also with us, Stephen Albert, who is chairman of the Department of Behavioral and Community Health at the University of Pittsburgh. 412-246-2002 if you'd like to join the conversation. Steve, what are the biggest challenges for public health officials when it comes to decreasing the risk of falls?
That's a great question. If we tied everybody to a chair and didn't let them move, we would reduce falls. But obviously, that's not something anybody wants to do. There's a little bit of a trade-off. People want to be autonomous and have freedom and want to move around, and that increases the risk of falling. So we're looking for that sweet spot where we strengthen the reserves and capacities people have to insulate them from the risk of falling, or perhaps if they fall so they don't have a severe injury. And one of the things we've noticed in surveillance of falls in the United States with CDC data is that the risk of falls that put people in emergency departments is actually going up in old age. Now, what does this mean?
Why is that?
Well, it's a good question. Part of it might be that, our emergency medical services are better and things that which would have kept people in their homes and killed them, we get them to the hospital, and now we know they survive and they fall and they fractured something. But part of it also might be that it's a hazard of success. We keep people healthier to older and older ages, so they're more and more active. And for the first time, we have bicycle injuries in people in their 80s, or even skiing injuries, and even traumatic brain injuries in the very old. It's bad, but it reflects also the victory of healthcare and public health that we have people so active in such late ages.
And you're not saying anything here about people that they should refrain from doing any of these things.
No, on the contrary. But we think people should know their fall risk and should take steps to reduce it.
412-246-2002. Let's go to Kendall in Regent Square. Kendall, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello. I have a question. First of all, how to find out when these programs are being offered in the Pittsburgh area. I was interested in the Healthy Steps in Motion, I think is the name, and I wanted to be able to get into it if possible. But the other question I have is I would be interested in going to a gym or someplace and working out in a reasonable way if there was a program or gym that was geared to people of my age. I'm 79. I'm reasonably active. I garden and so forth, but nowhere near as active as I should and would like to be. But I'm not about to go to Club One or something and be faced with all those machines and all those people going hell-bent for leather.
It's a great question.
79 is what, the new 60?
Yes, it is. I'm going to give you a phone number for the Area Agency on Aging. They have offered this program at a multitude of places over the past year: Catholic Youth Association, City Parks, Eastern Area Adult Services, Lifespan, Lutheran Services Society, the Community College of Allegheny, Plum Senior Center. I'm sure that you could find, and that's not listing them all, of where they've either offered Healthy Steps for Older Adults or Healthy Steps in Motion classes. You can call 1-800-344-4319, and the Area Agency on Aging can answer your questions as to where they're showing or providing the program in the next few months.
800-344-4319. Do you have that, Kendall?
I do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Now,
bye.
If you do fall, is there a proper way to fall that reduces injury? Lois, as the nurse here, I'm going to throw that to you.
There's not always a chance to correct the way you're falling, and that's the biggest issue, and that's why hip fractures are very popular with the way people go down. There are things called hip protectors that are out, and they are like a large panty girdle that people can wear under their clothing, and it actually protects the hip since that's the most common area to fracture. Other than that, if you do go down, it's pretty much trying to relax and not brace yourself, but let yourself go down. And then during the Healthy Steps for Older Adults class, they actually teach people how to get up if they do fall. And we've had testimonials to people who have fallen, and thank you for teaching us during class how to correct that and reduce the risk of falls, but also learn how to get up from a fall. So, yes, there is a correct way. It's usually finding something to lean on, you know, to pull yourself back up. But if you're shaken up, most people are going to need assistance or at least sit there for a few minutes and collect themselves from a fall.
And a link for Healthy Steps for Older Adults will be on our website at WESA.FM, so you'll want to check that out. Lois, is your program for families of the elderly as well? If somebody wants to accompany their mother, uncle, aunt, whatever, and see what they're being told so that they know as well and can incorporate that information into how they care for that person?
That's an excellent question. Absolutely. We would love to have caregivers attend the class so they can learn and sit in as well as the participant. The caregiver is very key in the home, or the person who stops by and maybe finds the person on the floor. For them to learn all this is very important. But there is a age limit to actually taking the class. At age 50 and above is what our current protocol is under the Department of Aging, and that's guided by federal money that's supporting the program in the area agencies on aging. Now, if there was an outside organization, which it is spreading beyond our area agencies on aging, if an outside organization decided to, like a physical therapy rehab center, which we have some of those people asking, we have a nursing facility asking for the program, an adult community center asking for it. A lot of people are asking now to be trained in this Healthy Steps for Older Adults or Healthy Steps in Motion. Definitely those people can attend it and even participate. It's just that some of the forms and so forth would just not be completed during that time. Or they might find it in the community outside of our area agencies on aging.
Lois Shelton is a nurse for the State Department of Aging who coordinates the Healthy Steps for Older Adults program statewide. Lois, it's been good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And also Stephen Albert, chairman of the Department of Behavioral and Community Health at the University of Pittsburgh, joining us for this conversation as well. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Paul.
Coming up, we'll find out what's trending in the city. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.